Here we go.
New Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Hello, everyone. Hello from America. This is Gary, and welcome to the Healing Fountain. And also joining me, we have Marika in Holland and Azra in Canada. Ladies, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello. Hi, Marika.
We're here.
From the Netherlands. Very good to see you all. Yeah. Hi, Gary.
Hello.
Hi, Azra. Hi, Gary. Hi, Marika. It's Azra here. From Toronto, Canada. Mm-hmm. How
All
are
right.
you?
I am well, thank you. How's everyone? Welcome, everyone, back to the show. We have another edition this week. We have Azra, our special guest, and here to share her joy with us. How you doing?
Wonderful. Thank you so very much for having me. I am deeply honored. And I'd just like to say a little bit about this show today. Marika and I originally began with a theme of musical healing vibrations. But as things progressed last week, and particularly over the weekend and continuing today up until now, and in each and every moment, it began morphing into an honoring of Mother Earth, our ancestors, ourselves, in these huge transformational energies that we're currently experiencing, particularly with the sun is in Scorpio at this time, and it's all about snake medicine, shedding all that which no longer serves you within ourselves and also in relationship to ourselves, but also in relationship to others, in all its forms. And, you know, and also yesterday, of course, was Halloween, Samhain, and it is traditionally when the veils are thinnest between worlds, you know, through the mists of time. And so it is a beautiful, perfect time to honor particularly our ancestors, our loved ones who are no longer with us in the physical, but they are still always with us in spirit, in our hearts, in our souls. And yeah, so that's about it. And we're really winging it today. We began with a template, but I'm now calling it a flow chart, since it is, as we are shifting, it is shifting in each and every moment.
Yes.
So, and it's all about, you know, whether we're speaking or we're playing music, it's all about connecting our hearts through the frequency, the vibration in our voices, tones, song, in nature, you know, man-made or nature-made, just everything, and just joining together in oneness with, you know, in all that is.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, that is a pretty good gift of yours, though, Azra, is helping others, like you were talking about, to make their journey, to bring them at peace within, I guess, and send them on their way. I don't know if we wanted to touch on that subject for a second, but I have noticed that about you.
Sure, actually, yeah, if that would be wonderful, because that's part of my current morphing and transforming and transcending is the crystallization, the realization that, you know, that I really truly am here to help others with that transition. My life experience has, in fact, been replete with, you know, the death and rebirth has been the theme of my life experience this time around. And it only makes sense that that is why I'm here, to help others. And I've mentioned it before, I had the great honor of assisting my mom with her transition from this world to the next a year ago. It was July 31st, 2009, and it was right in between the two eclipses as well. Extremely powerful time. And we were able, my mom and I were able to use that time as a great, wonderful, special time to share, to heal, and just say, you know, the I forgive you, I love you so very much. There wasn't a lot to forgive, but it was just so much love, and it just allowed us to bring that peace and beauty, you know, within her, within myself. Sadly, my father and brother weren't on board with that, but hopefully in time that will come, and that's my mission, is to spread that to others, share it with others, because so much healing can come through the dying process. There's so much pain surrounding it now, and it's because fear of death and dying is rampant in our society, and it doesn't need to be that way. It's so painful, so harmful, and my mission here now, why I'm still here against all odds, is to bring that love, peace, beauty, grace, honoring into the dying process so that we can all die consciously.
Yeah, and that fear of it has kept the powers that pretend in their power for as long as they have, right? I mean, they've instilled that fear, or that fear has been instilled in us, and it just simply has, it really has no room in our lives. lives. I mean, it's a part of life. Why fear it? You know, do you fear birth? Did we fear birth when we came in, or does a mother fear giving birth or bringing that life into the world? Regardless, that life is going to come in, whether or not she's afraid of it. And embracing it sure makes it go easier. Why not the same with death?
Exactly. Actually, that just tweaks something in me as well. As you know, in fact, you know, it's the fear of our own mortality and that of our loved ones, particularly mothers. You know, a lot of people, especially today, go, you know, with fertility treatments and things like that, they go through so much painful, the process of, you know, trying to bring a beautiful being in, and then when it finally arrives, then they're consumed with this fear of losing it. And that in itself can create difficulties as well, and it really doesn't need to be that way. And I truly feel, you know, with dogma and, you know, and it's so, like, on its way out, the dogma, I think part of it is our ability to rewrite the myth that we were born outcasts from paradise. And I think it's that myth that of our mortality and our, is based in fear, and it's held us in that fear and duality, our conscious evolution, for far too long. And that's part of the great shift that, you know, we are all working towards, shifting out of, transforming, transcending. And my role in that is specifically with the dying process.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And actually, if I can just share a quote which just popped up in front of me here, which seems to be perfect for the moment. It is, there is a perfect plan with a perfect purpose, and everything is unfolding perfectly as only perfection can.
How lovely is that?
Beautiful.
And if we can hold that and trust and believe in that, it'll make our transitions so much easier.
How lovely is that? Yeah, that's perfect. So, you are going to call the directions, and that really resonates with me and my native teachings, and to bring the medicine in. Could you address that a little bit? Tell us a little bit about what you're about to do and the desired result behind it once you've done it.
Yes. Well, I guess I'll be calling in the directions in the tradition of the ancient Inca, which is my official, quote, official training as a shaman through the Four Winds Society. And that medicine wheel of South America, the indigenous people of South America, the Andes, we begin in the south direction. And when I call in each direction, it calls in the medicine associated with each direction, which we can utilize in each and every day. And really, because it is a wheel, a mandala, there's that constant flow movement around the medicine wheel, and particularly with the four winds, the direction of the four winds, that we can, you know, walk through, use in each and every moment in our day-to-day life, and also in times of great initiation and transition as well. And then, of course, calling in Mother Earth, Father Sky, Cosmos, as below, so above, and everything then joins in the center, in our heart center, because that is where we truly are all connected, and where I feel very strongly we are connecting through our hearts now, and it is something to focus on in terms of our own self realization and evolution is listening to our hearts, popping out of our heads. We've spent far too long analyzing everything, being in our heads. It's now time to drop into our bodies, listen to our hearts, listen to the song that our soul sings.
Yes. Yeah, the way I was taught was, you would call the medicine, each direction has medicine. Good things coming from it. And we bring that medicine in and to allow it to intersect in our hearts in equal amounts. And the medicine is from the four cardinal directions and then above, Father, Sky, Grandfather, Spirit, Great Spirit, all that is, whatever you want to call it. And then Mother Earth, Grandmother Earth. And then where it all comes together in your heart, in your Ho-Choka, in your sacred heart center, where they all intersect in equal amounts. So you walk in beauty and balance. And that's kind of the way I was taught. So show us how you do that in your way.
Yes, that's beautiful. Meanwhile, I feel that we've already opened sacred space here without me having to call it in just by speaking
it.
That
feels pretty good so far.
I do believe we've invoked it. Do you still want me to call it in, or should we just go with the flow here?
Please do. Let's hear how you do it. If you
all righty. I'll just use my little rattle here.
Okay.
Pardon me?
It'll feel really good after that, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Gary. You so honor me. Okay, starting with the south. To the winds of the south, Satyamama, great serpent, wrap your coils of light around us. Show us how to shed the past the way you shed your skin in one foul swoop. Show us how to walk softly upon the earth, shedding all that no longer serves us. Show us how to walk the beauty way in peace and love and light forever. Ho.
Ho.
To the winds of the west, Otorongo, mother, sister, jaguar, Chokochin Chai, rainbow jaguar, rainbow warriors, luminous warriors. Come, pad around our medicine space. Protect our medicine space. Show us how to live impeccably with integrity, walking our truth beyond fear, beyond death, forevermore. Ho.
Oh.
To the winds of the north, Sarakensi royal hummingbird, grandmothers, grandfathers, wise ancient ones, to the Apus, the sacred mountains from which we source our wisdom. Come, show us how to sip directly from the sweet nectar of ancient wisdom and knowledge. Show us how to create a beautiful world for ourselves, our children, and our children's children. Show us how to connect directly and learn from our ancestors. Learn from, but not to repeat, the patterns, cycles that we have been stuck in, so that we may continue to transmute, transform, and transcend into a beautiful new reality. Ho.
Ho.
Aho.
To the winds of the east, great eagle condor, you who come from the place of the rising sun, beautiful, beautiful morning star, show us how to see and be amongst the mountains that we only dare to dream of. Show us how to walk and talk and truly fly wing to wing with great spirit. Show us how to be all that it is that we are truly meant to be here now. We are so very honored to be here in these amazing times. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ho.
Aho.
Aho.
Pachamama, sweet, sweet Mother Earth, source of the divine feminine energies which are re-emerging at this time. We have gathered together for the healing of all of your children, the stone people, the plant people, the tree people, the two-legged, the four-legged, the creepy crawlies, the finned, the furred, and winged ones, all our relations. We so love you. We're so very grateful for all of the message you impart in all your formations. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sweet Mother Ho. Father Sky, Grandmother Moon, to the star nations, star brothers, star sisters, bless you, we love you. You who are known by a thousand names, Great Spirit, you who are the unnameable one, come, come, one and all, and gather around our sacred fire in this sacred space so that we can create and dream a beautiful new reality into being together in oneness, so that we may all join together through the beautiful sacred connection in our hearts to sing the song of life and truth and dance with joy in our bliss forevermore. Ho.
Oh. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
What made me want to tell something before we play a song? Sitting, watching the mountain. Yeah, share something. Sitting, watching the mountaintops, sharing with the wisdom of the earth, breathing with the mother, become one with all. Witness the mate, the great mother giving birth. The big brother mountains, they protect us all. Holding up the clouds, strong and brave. Making water flow into a waterfall. Keeps the mother fertile, green and safe. And I know which path I ever take. I will bring me right back to this place. And I know whatever choice I make, it will bring me right back to this place. Sitting on the stump of an old cut tree, his wisdom still alive, deep in its roots. Ancient words become a story deep inside of me, a precious gift to share with the world. The source of knowing is inside for everybody to reach. If you are willing to stand still, listen deep within. Connect with all the wisdom nature has to teach. No great spirit lives in everything. Aho.
Beautiful.
Wow, that
so
was
indeed.
Wonderful.
All really.
Yeah. Perfect.
And shall we ask everybody to get the candles ready for the candle ceremony and play a beautiful song called Waters Flow?
By Blue Stone.
That was really gorgeous, that song. And Ashra's going to light the candles with us, right, Ashra?
Yes. So if everyone would please, you have your candles in front of you. Would you please now light your candles? And before you do so, I would ask that you just pause, drop into your body, connect with your heart. And now as we light our candles together, our sacred fire that allows us to transmute, transform, and transcend everything that we are within and without through the healing of our compassionate hearts. And with each candle we light, let us all connect through our heart centers as points of luminous love light, forming a vibrant, brilliant grid, the matrix, in oneness with the all that is.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, I have a link here for everybody. We have chosen a beautiful video. It's about water. And I would like you to click on that link and then pause the player and mute the sound. And then send up a heart in the chat room. And while we are waiting for you all to send our hearts, we had a beautiful song of Ashra called What Your Soul Sings. Do you want to tell anything about the song, Ashra?
Well, this is just one of many songs that have spoken to my heart and soul and helped me along my healing journey. And if you listen to the words, I think you all know what I mean. And I'd just like to say one thing about music. Music is like art. It's very personal. So although we may be playing music that speaks to our heart and souls, it may not be the preference of others. But so, you know, if you're not already doing so, I think most of us naturally do use music as to soothe our soul in times of trouble and also in times of elation. There are always songs that come in, at least for me, in association with experiences, people, you know, transitions and initiations in our lives. And so if you would just listen to this song, once again, it's called What Your Soul Sings by Massive Attack, vocals by the wonderful, amazing Sinead O'Connor.
Mm-hmm.
Love her.
Me too.
Thank you.
And you are also lucky to hear it so very well, because we hear it a little bit underwater over here. That's where we are called it.
just a wee bit underwater there.
It was actually streaming quite nicely, so yeah. It's probably a Skype connection.
Okay,
and,
that's good.
Yeah.
And I want to go on with the video, and I share the link again for the video.
So everybody, do the usual.
Work.
Click the link. Click on the link and pull up the player. Pause the player. Mute the sound, and when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room, excuse me, and that the heart is the ticket to let us know that you're ready, and we'll give you a little bit of time to do that. And when
and
the hearts
we,
come up...
And we have to tell them, Gary, that Sean is not here today.
That's right.
I think everybody knows that, but that's nothing
wrong. I think
they
kind of gathered that, but Jen Christie is not in with us this evening. She is a bit under the weather, so this is the healing fountain. So we are cascading healing her direction. We're sending healing her way. She'll be better in no time. And
she'll be with us next week for sure.
Right. She'll be back with us next week, and she's with us in spirit today. So,
absolutely. Okay. Everybody ready?
And here come the hearts.
May I just say something about the video?
Of course.
In the I came across this on the weekend via a friend request on YouTube, and it just struck me. It was just so beautiful, and in the flow. And it just happens to be called the four elements water. And it is on YouTube. For those who are listening, it's on 25 Sunrise 25 channel, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Well, click the link and you'll go to the channel to where that will be originating from. And with that, Marika... Do your stuff.
I'm just going to count you down. Here we go.
Do our countdown. She's the only one I know that can do it like this and get away with it. And it seems to work. It works with you every time. It's amazing. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Hello.
Hello, Ashwa.
We're back.
I was just wondering, since we're going with the flow and this incredibly beautiful yellow-winged blackbird has showed up when we met before the show, and it's just showed up again right now. And I was wondering if we could possibly play the song Blackbird.
Yes, it's already in front of my
eyes. It's beckoning. If we can play that right now, because it is short, and then I'll read the other.
Okay, good.
Sounds perfect to me.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yep.
I love her voice and love that song. Sarah
Written
McLaughlin
by John Lennon and Paul McCartney.
Yeah, and sung by Sarah McLaughlin. Good old, wonderful, amazing Canadian. Yay. So I'm just going to read. Marika, would you like to introduce this piece that I'm going to read now?
Yes, of course, of course. Okay, I went to Keisha Krauter last Thursday to see her, and there was, you could buy stuff, and there was a video of Return of the Ancestors, and I saw the video or the DVD when I came home. And they're outfits of indigenous elders from all over the world. You could even see Gary's uncle, David, on the
Swallow.
Video.
Yeah. David Swallow Jr.
And
is on there.
I share a link because they love it to be shared. They all talk about what's happening right now in the world, and they're all happy, beautiful messages. And they make little videos of it on this website. It's the same as I have on my DVD, and they ask to share it to everybody. And on the first video,
oh, look at that! He's on the second one. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I was so
wonderful?
Amazed when I saw it. I was really
that's
excited
amazing.
Getting. To, I was on my computer. I telling Carrie, I see your Uncle David.
on my television. Gary said, get him off there. He might break it. You're a silly one. Well, that was a joke. But, you know, it's really awesome, this video, to see. And please put this page in your favorites. It's www.returnoftheancestors.com for the ones who are listening in archives. And on the first video, you see Grandmother Margarita. She's from Mexico, and she's speaking about divine feminine and about a woman that she says, well, I could be an ascendant master, but I don't need that title. I'm a woman. I'm just like Mother Earth, she says. They don't need to have a title. And then she is going to sing a very, very lovely song. And it's in her own language, but the lyrics are in the video, and I have written them down, and Ashla can read it for you so you can hear it, because they're so beautiful. So will you please do that, Ezra?
I would absolutely love to. Yeah, the words to the song translated into English are really beautiful.
Yeah.
The stars are children's circles. Look at them playing with the earth. The wheat fields are children's circles, playing and playing, playing and embracing. The rivers are children's circles, playing, they find themselves in the sea. The waves are children's circles, playing and playing, playing and embracing. Give me your hand and we will dance. Give me your hand and come with me. We will be like a single flower, like a flower and nothing more. We shall all sing the same verse. We shall all dance the same steps. Like an ear of corn, we will wave in the wind, like an ear of corn and nothing more. You are from the north, and I am from the south. She is from the east, and he is from the west. But we'll forget about directions when we dance.
Isn't that beautiful? And about oneness.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. And it's in the flow and the...
And it really likes me to play a song about oneness. We are the children of the earth.
Thank you. the earth. She's our mother. In the light we find that the sun is a father.
It was a beautiful song from a Dutch group called El Camino. You can see the website over here. And I bought the CD when I was at Keisha's also from them and saw that they want to share it with the world also. So if you cannot afford it, they send you a CD for free. That's what they say. So I decided to mail them and to email them and ask them if we could have their permission to play the songs in our Blog Talk Radio shows. And they said yes. So we have lots and lots of beautiful songs and to share also for your for the other show hosts. If they like, they can use it. They can contact me. And, yeah, that's beautiful, yes. That's the light work is world, right? Very lovely sharing together.
Yes, just like our dear Miss Magical.
Yes, yep. Exactly.
Gives her beautiful music to the world also.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to touch on my Uncle David for just a minute because he believes in that too. You know, he's under the philosophy that we're all given a gift. And if we take whatever gift we are given and we use it to help the world, then the universe comes back on us and we are taking the abundance of it. You take someone like Miss Magical who has a gift of music and she subscribes to that philosophy too. And I'm sure these people do too, you know, you put that out there, that's your gift. You know, the gift was given to you freely by the Creator, and you use that gift to make the world a little bit better place for everyone while you're here. Then you get to share in the abundance, and it really does work. It really does work that way.
And there were ancient times, very long ago, there were people like the Lemurians, you know, they didn't have money and they had beautiful, beautiful lives. They had everything, you know.
Well, they were very master manifestors. Yeah, they were very good
and
at it.
And that's kind of the message that Keisha gave us when I was there. So,
Yes, that the exchange.
And it's also amazing to see from my perspective of, I'm going to take everybody back for just a second. I'm going to jump in here and take everybody back almost 18 years ago when this man talking on this microphone went to my uncle with a bag of tobacco and on a cold February night in Colorado with snow about knee deep, we crawled into the sweat lodge and I gave him the tobacco to ask him to put me out on the hill for the first time. And from that, fast forward from that day to this, to see how many people all over the world adopting and respecting and getting these ways, you know, and understanding them. It makes me proud.
Absolutely.
To see people all over the world partaking in this, and it's a very humbling experience from where I sit. Believe me. It's nothing. As far as I'm concerned, it's nothing short of magical. From the days when we were coming out of the lodge and coming out of the woods and coming out of the snow up on the mountains, dodging the sheriff, you know, and going where we went and doing what we did just to go pray till now. It's pretty amazing to see. And I just wanted to thank you. I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much for sharing.
You know, I didn't at the time, I didn't realize it was so unique. You know, I didn't know I was doing anything special, you know.
Yes.
Just something we were doing.
And you see it works, you know, when it is in the flow and it goes more easy. Okay, shall I tell you about that I went to Keisha because I saw her. And she was in the Netherlands. She traveled to Europe. And Keisha is also one like your Uncle David, only maybe a younger generation. But that's how I see it, you know, with my Western, how I was raised and all the things. They're all beautiful teachers, but not teaching in front of a classroom, but just telling from their hearts. And she came here, and there was two nights, and they were booked full with over 1,000 people in the Netherlands, and they made an extra afternoon that she had to come because there were so many people who want to see her. Yeah, that isn't that exciting? Yeah, and I was so excited because I'm so often talking to you guys, my family on the radio from all over the world, and suddenly I was on the balcony there, and I looked down in this room, and those were all people from my country who all understood what she was saying, and that was so amazing to see that they are awakening more and more people in the world. There was such a blessing to see that. And she shared the message, and it all resonated. So many things resonated within me. And I thought, yes, you see, I was right. I thought that my heart tells me the same, you know. And that's why I made meditations. And I thought, I have to share it, and I do it in my way because I'm not Keisha Krauter, but I want to teach you hear a bit of her message.
Yes.
Okay,
please.
She told us Mother Earth is sufficing everything because that's our mother and we are her children. We are all God and goddesses. We are all children of God. She said, Jesus was so right when he said, I am the Son of God.
But then, when he lived, there were a lot of people didn't understand it. But in fact, we are all children of God.
He said we have all chosen
on this planet because we are the strongest of the strong. And we are made of the same that Mother Earth is made. I don't know the word anymore. Maybe you can help me, Gary, but she said about the human body is made of the same substance or vibration, just like Mother Earth. And that's why we came here to help her ascending. But there was a little serious part, and that's very serious. She said we have to be aware of all that we have done to our mother, and she cried. She said, like the oil spill in the Gulf, the oil flows faster than the whales can swim, and the chemicals they put on the oil now to let it sink only made it worse. She said, no one speaks about it. You hear nobody speaking about it. And she said, I didn't mean to say it because I want to make fear in your heart. We must not feel fear in our hearts because of this. But we have to know it, that it's going on, so that we can do something about it.
Be aware of it, yeah, awareness.
Yeah, be aware, yes. And the thing you can do is every day sit down for 5 minutes and feel your own sacred heart space and listen to beautiful music, because music is vibration just like we all are. And when you listen to beautiful music, this music that you like, then you raise your own vibration. So she said, make sure to have the music that makes you feel uplifted with you everywhere you go. And that really works, because I do that a lot, you know. I carry my MP3 player with me, and when I feel that my energy goes down a little bit, I play some music and la la la, there you go again, you know, then you're happy again. And that's for us light workers, very important to do.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
very
she
important.
Said that the place in your body where you feel emotion, that is the place where you connect with your greater I am, your higher self. And we are all co-creators. What we give energy will become our reality. So do not worry about anything. You don't need to do anything. Just be. Be love. Right now. And the consciousness of the mind right now is the biggest on earth. And we are flipping over to heart energy. And we can help it with this exercise. And if 1/3 of humanity lives from the heart, we will all flip the consciousness just like a bubble that flips, you know, from the red side to the white side, then it flips like a bubble into heart consciousness. And I like to do it all together with you right now. It takes only a couple of minutes. I will play a little piece of a song. And it's difficult to choose a song for all of you, but feel your heart space, okay, when I play this. And then we can do the energy.
Wonderful.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I change this right now with the flow. I play this one.
Perfect.
I play the Cathedral from Asa. It's the Heart Solfeggio. That's a very good one for everybody. Do we hear it? It starts with a little bit of rain.
Yes.
Okay, and when we are doing it all together, we are in group energy, and then the energy raises higher and higher because we are connected and do it all together at the same time. That's why we do it every week in this show. It's nice to mention it.
Yes.
Okay. Make sure that you sit comfortable. And you may close your eyes if you wish. Take a deep breath. And feel the sacred, beautiful heart space in your own heart. And then you can send the love out to heal Mother Earth's waters. It's an example that I give for the world. You can do it for persons, for all that you want. But Mother Earth is very pleased when you do it. For her, heal the waters. Send your love to all forests on Mother Earth. And observe the situation how it is now. So don't feel it, just notice it. For example, the situation in the Gulf. Don't feel fear in your heart. Just feel love. And visualize how beautiful you like this place to be. And how beautiful you like Mother Earth to be, the place around you where you are right now. How would you visualize that? And you feel the emotion in your heart center now. And that's the connection with your great I Am. And when you feel this, you are creating. So you can create the most beautiful environment and world you ever love. You can send this love to people you meet on the streets without speaking. You can send your love to a total stranger or a drunken man. Because we are so loved. We are so loved by our star brothers and sisters 10,000 times, 10,000 times more than you love your own child. And they are with us. They've never been away. You can send your love to the heart consciousness. And when we do this every day, knowing that so many brothers and sisters on Earth do the same, and the star brothers and sisters as well, the heart consciousness will grow, and the biggest energy is always the strongest energy. So that's really a really happy message. But don't wait, the time is now to do it every day. And it only takes you 5 beautiful minutes. And I would like to give you a listen to a beautiful song called O Mother Earth. Here we go.
Your guest on your beautiful show. I'm so very deeply honored. I'm so grateful. I love you.
I love you. And I love you all. And I want to thank
the spirits
and the guidance and all that is much easier and faster.
Oh.
I want to thank you all and play out and let you just enjoy the beginning and the people in archives, the whole song of In Lakesh. Here we go.
I love you all.
See you next
thank
week.
You.
I love you.
Of the lotus there are many, but the flower is just one. Philosophies, religions there are many, but the truth is just one. And I love you so, 'cause you help me see.
I'm in you.